this podcast is for you, the modern man. I'm Dr. Anne Truong, your host. I'm an intimate health medical doctor and best-selling author of the book, Erectile Dysfunction Fix. I'll do a deep dive into sexual health and performance and how it affects men of all ages and backgrounds. So let's get started and be sure to visit my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com for more information and resources from the show. See you on the inside. Hello there, modern man. Have you ever wondered what is the most sensitive area of the penis? We're talking about this because ED has to do with some sensitivity as well too, right? So it's one of the most debated subject and probably misunderstood topic in men's health. What if I told you the answer isn't what most people expect? Let's break down the real science, no myth, just fact. So, okay, modern man, we cut through the chase, through the noise around sexual health. And today we're going to deep dive into the question you're here. What makes the penis more sensitive? The reason why I talk about this is because I have a patient who came in to see me and he has almost like 30 years of history of his penis not being that sensitive and that it takes him a long time to orgasm and finish. Almost as long as about 45 minutes. Now, it doesn't happen all the time, but more than 50% of the time is happening longer than 45 minutes until he's done. But what it's creating is really creating some discomfort for his wife. And also, it's not fun when they get together. So they often just do it like once a month or less. And so he came to see me and was asking, well, what will be the best way to increase sensitivity or make it so that he can still have orgasm and ejaculate in least amount of time, right? Kind of like the opposite, right? Most men have more premature ejaculation in this case that he has longer than is normal. What's normal? Normal is a range. So after penetration, it's a range between 5 minutes to about 12 minutes or so. And so usually probably not more than 15 minutes, but there's a range. Anything less than a minute after penetration is considered premature ejaculation, and anything in between is probably that range. Of course, every man is different. So let's understand the basic. The basic is testosterone is the main male sex hormone, responsible for libido, muscle, and energy. But it plays a big role in sexual function, including sensitivity and arousal. Here's a twist. Low testosterone is linked to reduced penile sensitivity and trouble with arousal, but that doesn't mean that just raising testosterone always boosts sensation. In fact, the signs sometimes contradictory as well. So recent studies have shown that while men with low testosterone may regain more sensitivity when the hormone levels are normalized with testosterone therapy, it can sometimes decrease sensation as well. So it kind of varies person by person. That's right. So restoring normal level may help if you are deficient, and that too much in the long term could cause some decreased sensation. So the bottom line is if you're low and you get supplemented with testosterone therapy, it will have more increased sensitivity. But if you jack up your testosterone level too much, then it may have decreased sensitivity as well too. Men struggling to stay hard, most of the time it comes down to poor blood flow. That's why I put together the Good Morning Wood Smoothie, a nutrient-packed blend designed to restore blood flow naturally. My patients often notice improvement in just a few weeks when they take this part of their daily routine. Click the link below to get the recipe and start boosting your blood flow and firmness today, or go to goodmorningwoodsmoothie.com. Now, interestingly, let me get out my anatomy model. Interestingly, the most sensitive area of the penis is called the glans. It's the tip right here. And then the second sensitive area is called the corona, which is like the crown of the gland. And then the third sensitivity is called the frenulum, which is this little scar tissue on the underside of the penis here. Let me move this out on the underside right here. It's the frenulum. So But however, for men with foreskin, the foreskin of the penis is also a very sensitive area as well. Not to mention the perineal area, which is the area between the scrotum and the anus. This area also is very sensitive, along with compression on the prostate, which is around this area here. And also the scrotum is also another sensitive area as well. So that's why massaging the testicles and massaging the scrotum is also a sensitive area. So it's not just the shaft that is sensitive. It's also the tip, the underside here, the foreskin, the scrotum, the perineal area as well too. And so those are the areas that you should be paying attention to, because they have a lot of nerve and a lot of blood flow in that area. So supplementing with testosterone will help kind of with, if you're low and you have increased sensitivity, and that's what happened with this patient. He is low. So we are now trying supplementing with testosterone replacement therapy and see how he does. Another thought too is also putting testosterone cream on the tip as well to also increase the sensitivity in the tip and also on the underside as well too. And then also doing penis pump, because when you do penis pump, also bring in blood flow to the penis and will help with increasing sensitivity as well too. So there are certainly some causes that contribute to decreased sensitivity. Now, what that is, it could be low testosterone, it could be nerve damage to the nerve right here. Well, it could be also psychological as well too. And so that plays component, relationship issues that may contribute to the problem. But he's had this for a long time, even before he was married. So it may not be the relationship, but it'll be interesting to kind of find out with testosterone replacement therapy how he does. But I also was thinking that he can probably benefit with testosterone cream. And then the next step will be with penile pumping. And the third step, he also has concurrently an enlarged prostate as well. So an enlarged prostate may or may not contribute to the decreased sensitivity, but the prostate is right near the base of the penis. And there's a reason why it's close to the penis. So this is the picture, and the prostate is right here and it's at the base of the penis here. So when it gets enlarged, it can certainly affect the nerve that are traveling to the penis as well.
Okay, modern man, if you're struggling with weak erection, low energy, the food you eat could be the big part of the problem. One of the best research-backed ways to boost circulation, support healthy testosterone, and improve sexual performance is the Mediterranean diet. It's packed with food that open up your blood vessel, lower inflammation, and fuel your hormone naturally. I've seen men notice real improvement in both energy and erection within weeks when they shift to this style of eating. So check out the Mediterranean diet link right here below and get that as soon as you can, stronger testosterone and better erection.
So this patient also has an enlarged prostate that will probably need to be treated as well. Now, the prostate gets enlarged because of low testosterone, and it can also get enlarged with high testosterone. So it may be enlarged because of the low testosterone. We'll see. That is what we do know. So I want to kind of talk about this special case and talk about the sensitivity of the penis and what area is actually sensitive in the penis. It's not just the shaft alone. It's, you know, the tip and the corona of the tip and the underside of the penis as well as the scrotum. So I want you to be kind of pay attention to the scrotal area and the perineal area along with the penis. So all of it do work. And so what I want you to do is that you have decreased sensitivity, please go see a doctor. Please go get blood work, because oftentimes blood work will kind of maybe find out that you're a diabetic. You don't even know you're a diabetic, because if you're diabetic, it may affect the nerve function in the penis there as well, because diabetic affect blood flow as well as nerve sensitivity in the penis. So get your blood work checked, guys. Don't self-diagnose. If you have ED, don't go online and just take a pill without getting your blood work done. And if you do, go see a doctor. Make sure you get your blood work done. Check your testosterone. Check your thyroid. Check your blood sugar. Check your cholesterol. Check your blood pressure as well too. And definitely your testosterone hormone, like total total testosterone, free testosterone, sex hormone binding globulin, and also your prolactin level. Those are essential blood work that you need to get done before you even consider popping that pill. Because oftentimes, knowing that you have high blood pressure, it can be controlled with some exercise and some minor weight loss. Okay, so just know the four pillars of restoring sexual health, which is diet, which I recommend the Mediterranean diet. Check out the link here. Exercise, right? 30 minutes of exercise, 4 to 5 times a week. Sleep, and then also stress reduction, which is really more exercise and also doing meditation such as like breathing. Check out my episode here where I talk about box breathing. It sometimes is that easy, right? Really is. It's really that easy to restore your erection again. And you don't need to take a medication because the medication is not what you need to get your erection, because you are made to get an erection easily, right? It is one of the most primal thing a man can do. And you don't need to take a medication to get that going. All you need to do is to listen to your body, treat the root cause of what's causing your ED, and fix that, and then you will be on your way to fully functioning sexual function. Because if you treat the root cause, you're going to have permanent reversal and function. You don't treat the root cause, you're just going to get chasing your tails and buying yourself a black hole, and you're just going to get worse over time. Okay? So I hope this helped. Let me know what your thoughts are, and be sure that you discuss this with a doctor. Love to hear from you. It would mean the world to me if you click subscribe and notification and share this with somebody who you feel is can benefit from this. And then just know that you are not alone. We are here for you. Check out the course that we have as well. The course is called GetWoodNow.com. You can take at home to restore function. And also we have the Modern Man Club. We're here to support you to get out of ED to normal sexual functioning naturally. We have the roadmap for you. We have the community support you. Check it out at noedman.com. I will see you in the next episode, Modern Man.
Okay, Modern Man, you are not alone and you don't have to suffer anymore. ED can feel isolating, frustrating, and even defeating. The endless guessing, the quiet shame, the weight of not feeling like yourself, it's exhausting. But here's the truth. You are not broken. You are not alone. You don't have to figure this out alone anymore. The Get Wood Now Boost Program is your step-by-step path to sexual confidence and restoration. No more suffering in silence. No more trial and error. Just real solution, real result, and the confidence you deserve. It's time to take back your power on your term. Let's get this journey started together. Check out the course at getwoodnow.com. I'll see you there.
Thanks for listening to the Sexual Health for Men podcast. If you love this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it on Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post. And be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you like to hear in the future. That will help me know what's great for you, and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift designed to help you improve performance quickly. Go to my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com to get the book, The 5 Common Costly Mistakes Men Make When Facing ED. I would appreciate it if you subscribe, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and just know that you can have sexual vitality for life. I appreciate you. Until next time.